New poll shows Americans want clean energy and are willing to pay for it.
We heard today about fishing regulations. I'll continue to learn more about those regulations as they affect this industry.
Mitt Romney, still unclear on the concept of overfishing. Meet the nation's newest oil spill, now in Louisiana. Big oil rolls in taxpayer dough, but America's wind industry begs for scraps. Plus,
these things are poster children, we're told, for addressing global warming. Now they're contributing to it?
No, Fox News. Wind farms do not cause global warming.
All of that and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
What is the intent of the environmentalist community, really?
The environmentalists have never liked progress, and they've never liked capitalism. This is a long-running plot, quite frankly, concocted in the minds of Karl Marx and Frederick Engels.
That's what it is. Happy May Day, comrades. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Des, we have heard now for months and years how divided this nation is. But once again, we have yet another new poll that shows that this nation is not divided after all, that this nation agrees on things like clean energy, regulating carbon, and being willing to pay for it.
Indeed they are, but more on that in a moment. First, unclear on the concept of overfishing. That's GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who in a campaign appearance in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Monday, attacked the Obama administration's new catch limits and other regulations aimed at recovering commercial fishing stocks in the North Atlantic that have crashed in recent years.
Across America, regulators just multiplying like proverbial rabbits. And making it harder and harder for enterprises to grow and to understand what their future might be.
So he's upset about the regulations that are meant to keep the fish alive so that the industry can continue?
Yes. So when he learns more about overfishing, maybe he'll hear about the last time, 20 years ago, when U.S. fishery regulations were implemented too late to save the commercial fishing industry from itself, when massive overfishing caused the permanent commercial collapse of the North Atlantic cod fishery.
Good Lord.
ExxonMobil says it's cleaning up a small oil spill from a pipeline in Louisiana. It's only 80,000 gallons of crude. This newest oil spill comes on the heels of a new report this week that criticizes regulatory oversight of the nation's oil and gas pipeline industry. The new report from the National Wildlife Federation finds that underfunded federal, state, and local regulators generally give pipeline companies great leeway in most cases, allowing the industry to regulate and inspect itself. A spokeswoman for the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says they have requested more funding from Congress to hire additional inspectors.
But we know how regulations kill industry, so who needs it?
Also on Capitol Hill, the American wind energy industry is on the ropes. While Big Oil has successfully fought off all attempts to repeal its billions in permanent taxpayer subsidies, America's wind energy industry is losing its production tax credit when it expires at the end of this year. A bipartisan coalition of industry and business groups are calling on the Republican-controlled Congress to extend this production tax credit. They say that the threat of expiration is already shutting down factories and jobs in the U.S. wind industry. Democratic Representative Peter Welch of Vermont says this uncertainty for investors is already hurting U.S. global competitiveness.
This production tax credit is really, really essential to give us a chance to compete against where a lot of wind technology is being exported, and that's to China.
So the Republicans are set to allow this tax credit to expire?
If they don't agree to take action, it will expire in December.
And isn't that the equivalent in their minds of raising taxes? And isn't that exactly what they fight against for the oil industry?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I guess raising taxes is in the eye of the legislator.
Speaking of hot air, Fox News thinks it's found a new cause for global warming.
There's a new study dealing a blow to all of these wind turbines the taxpayers are backing. It shows wind farms are fueling higher temperatures on the ground. Imagine that. These things are poster children, we're told, for addressing global warming. Now they're contributing to it?
No, Neil Cavuto, they're not. That's yet another lie from Fox News misrepresenting a new study from the journal Nature Climate Change that found nighttime temperatures are 1 degree Fahrenheit higher at the base of wind turbines, and that's just due to mixing of the air. The scientists explicitly state in their study, wind farms do not contribute to global warming.
I cannot believe that Fox is misrepresenting climate data.
And yet, clean energy is exactly what Americans want to see more more of. That's according to a new poll, a joint project of Yale University and George Mason University, that found a strong majority of Americans want their tax dollars to go toward research and development of clean energy. 75% of Americans support regulating carbon dioxide emissions. 65% support the U.S. signing on to an international treaty to cut emissions. 61% support a carbon tax.
So all the things the Republicans have told us the country is against, it turns out they're in favor of. Who could have guessed it? For all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com and follow us 24/7 on the Twitters at Green News Report. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?